Hello everyone, this is Moncef Afkar, and thank you so much for being here with us on Your Divine Uniqueness. Yeah, very excited because we are starting today the new season with new and also new speakers that hadn't been with us for on the show, and also others that are coming back. So very excited about the journey that we are taking together and that we are continuing through this season. Yeah, because it's been such amazing and really profound journey where we experience shifts, transformation, and mostly like we feel connected more and more to our inner light, to who we truly are. And I feel that through times we have this more confidence about what we are able to embody and to share with the world, especially concerning our unique gifts and purpose. Because through the different seasons, like, we were receiving so many questions about from you guys about what is our purpose here, what we are here to do, and what we can do, like, especially in the beginning, like the first steps to get more clear about that, and also have this courage and also vulnerability to follow through that. And yeah, because it's such an important subject. So we are starting this season with this subject about our divine destiny, about living our passion, and also creating experiencing prosperity while doing that. And very excited and also so thrilled that for that we have with us very, very special guest. She's here with us for the first time on the show. She is Jenny Ngo. She is a transformational healer, intuitive coach, and international speaker. And really, she brings very profound healing energy that she will experience through the group process that she will guide us through, and also through the Q&A, because we will receive live calls from you if you are on the phone, and also questions from the webcast. So stay tuned for that. And also, she will share with us about her signature, which is the Quantum Healing Blueprint. We will be talking about that and more in details about the subjects that I just mentioned. So yeah, before we start, I would love just to share with you a little bit about Jenny. So again, she is a transformational healer, intuitive coach, and international speaker. She has been featured on well-known global telesummits. Her mission is to use her healing and intuitive abilities to help people unlock their full potential so that they can live their true purpose, passion, and prosper doing what they love. She discovered her own unique healing abilities and found her true calling as a transformational healer and coach. Now, as a spiritual midwife, she helps people birth their purpose and live their dreams. Jenny's signature Quantum Healing Blueprint allows her clients to connect to their inner knowing and free themselves from limiting beliefs and wounds of the past so that they can fulfill their true calling. So with that, Jenny, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much for that beautiful introduction, Moncef. And it's so great to be here with your tribe, your divine uniqueness. It's great to be here.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jenny. I'm also very excited about what you'll be sharing with us, and also that our audience will have the chance to experience your healing work. So thank you so much for being here again. And yeah, because this is the first time you're here with us, and I'm really excited about that. I would love if you can maybe share with us a little bit about your work, how you discovered, like, how was your journey of discovering your own unique gifts and abilities, and also your healing signature. So I would love if we can start with that.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just share the piece where not too long ago, and I'll incorporate your questions too. Not too long ago, I felt confused myself and really unclear about my true calling. I mean, at the time, I had a rewarding, high-paying career as a nurse midwife, which I worked really hard to get, and I just knew that many people, like, dreamed of having this kind of job, with one with security and one with the ability to help others and even save people's lives on a regular basis. And I even helped diagnose several cases of cancer and had the joy of delivering a few hundreds of babies. But for some reason, I just couldn't shake this feeling that there was something missing, like a growing sense of unhappiness and unfulfillment. Actually led me down to this personal growth and energy work. And I realized the more I became spiritual, the more unfulfilled I became in my professional career. I realized that I was just treating my patient's symptoms and not really getting to the root causes of why they have whatever conditions. And that's when I felt I no longer was making that difference that I felt before. And there was this deep yearning within me to make that big impact. And honestly, I didn't have any clue what that was and I even thought I was going a little bit crazy, not knowing what the next step is, am I going cuckoo? And it wasn't until I, was let go for my job. I had this knowing that I will leave the job soon. It was just a matter of time. And at the time, I was about 8 months pregnant with my second child. And I thought, okay, well, after I have my baby, then I'll cut way back for sure. And then lo and behold, 8 months into it, I was, let go for my job. And I was facing at this crossroad, literally this crossroad, that one is to get another job just like the one I just left and perhaps have security but also be miserable, or I have the courage and to follow my heart and to do whatever that is, I have no idea yet, but to take that leap of faith and go that way. And I chose the latter, and that's when the doors opened up for me. I was was guided to a spiritual teacher that kind of helped me uncover my passion. What is it that I love to do? And I didn't even thought to ask that question because it kind of came naturally to me in the past. Okay, I love to care for people, and that's why I became a nurse and then a nurse midwife. And then that's when I found energy work and, of course, took several healing modalities that kind of gave me the foundations, like the training wheels. And then information started coming in from above. It's almost like I was going to school from here and also from above. And the information is kind of like given to me. And this is kind of interesting because I was not intuitive at all, literally. I at one point thought that I didn't even have intuition, okay? But in this process of healing myself and supporting other clients, the information came through so clearly, and I was able to implement that. And I guess what I call now the quantum healing blueprint, which have these energy lines and using my intuitive gifts and aligning myself and to people, to their divine essence, to who we really are. And that's how we're able to make that quantum leap and transformations and really start living the life that we're meant to need to live and what we're here to do. I hope that answered your question about the journey and how I got started.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing about that. And one thing you talked about was like you had several choices, and one of them was following your heart, even though you were not knowing where you are heading, and you had no clue about how things would unfold. And I was recently asked a question about what is following our hearts and what is living our passion. So I would love if you can maybe tell us from your own perspective and your own experience, like especially when people doesn't have this clarity even about the, what is purpose and is it something that we do or is it a state of being? What is it exactly?
Yes, there's a lot to share about that, but let me see if I can put it in a nutshell. You know, we hear the word following your heart and following intuition, following inner guidance, but it's easier said than done. But with that being said, there's always something already within us that kind of know, but there's also fears, there's also doubts and, you know, our blocks that we have that's preventing us from seeing clearly. So when we able to transform and heal those parts of us that were wounded perhaps and that have certain patterns and limitations, and then we can actually see and have the courage to follow our heart, okay? So, and following our heart is another way to say intuition, and one of the things, one of the energy lines, perhaps we'll talk more about the other ones, like purpose, prosperity, and passion, is your intuition is your ability to connect and trust your inner guidance and the divine. And all of us have this, right? But the problem is that we have the gunk covering it up, preventing us from really trusting that and knowing that and following that. But when we get to a point where it's just a deep yearning within us that know this is something right, this is something for me to do without the mind into it and reasoning with it, it's just a deep knowing. Is this what feels right? And like I said, it does take a lot of courage to be able to follow that and trust that, because, you know, in the midst of, you know, losing a job and not having, you know, medical insurance to take care of your pregnancy, for example, in my case, and, you know, many times we really have to take that leap. And I do know from my own personal experience and working with many clients is that when the universe show us the things that we are to do more and more, it requires us to take a leap of faith, literally a leap of faith. It doesn't, most of the time it takes a lot of courage and a leap of faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it may feel a little bit scary, but it's just in the beginning when we are used to that way of living or that way of creating. But with time, it's like we build this confidence or trust in our hearts, because we know that even though we don't know where it will lead us, we know that what will happen is for our highest benefit. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And another question is when we choose to act and to act following our heart decisions and calling, like through this journey, we have from time to time these old patterns that comes up and we have this old fear. So how can we stay in that path, like have commitment to ourselves and to creating from our heart, even though we have those fears, that's like old fears, and maybe trying to control everything and to have everything clear from the beginning before taking any decision. So how we can like stay committed to our own path?
That's a great question. You know, fears is something that we all have, and as long as we live as a human being, we'll always have fear, some levels of fear, especially as we're taking the next step into somewhere unknown. Even though we may be doing this work for a long time, but it's the next level of something. So, but here's the thing. We shouldn't allow the fears to kind of take over us and for us to be able to move through it. So fear is one of the definitions I like better is face everything and rise. Okay. So allow those fears to come up. And this is something I share with clients and with folks is that whatever emotions that we feel is not real. It's real. It's here, but it's actually from the past experiences. For example, our emotions are connected to our past experiences. except for those that feel like loving, supported, and trusting, and calm and peaceful. Anything else is connected to our past experiences. So we may have fears that's connected to all the things we have been through, the experiences that were limiting, especially even wounding or trauma, wherever this may be, as a child or as adult or even past life. And the fears comes up and it seems so real, and it is, seems like it's what we should do this right now, whatever this is. Let's say we want to do this work. We want to do, you know, follow our passion, follow our heart, and maybe do this work that we feel purposeful, but we feel too scary. And the, I, working with many folks, I realized that many times, unfortunately, many of us interpret this fear as a way of, oh, it's not meant for me. It's not meant for me. Or if it's meant for me, I should not have fear. I should not have resistance. I shouldn't feel this way. But no, mm-hmm. it's actually meant for us. It just means we need to transform it, move through it. And how we move through it is actually to be able to heal to the root causes why we have these fears in the first place, and going back to those places in our life that where we have been wounded, where we have picked up these experiences out of not just fear, but the limiting beliefs such as I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, you know, I'm not deserving, okay, it's too scary, these kind of things that have been ingrained, embedded in us for so long out of coping mechanism that we've been through, defense mechanism, survival even, and even overcompensation, okay? So that's where we need to transform to that root level and for us to be able to overcome the fear, because many times the fear is can be very scary, and many, unfortunately, many of us unable to move through the fear with more ease and grace and then get a clarity that where we need to go from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And one thing is that when we start like clearing those limiting patterns and like how to say honoring ourselves and be present for ourselves through this process, like we feel through time like we have like within more space and more energy that we can direct toward what we really want to create. And it's like how to say it's a continuous process. It's like going through this path. Through this path for me, it's not like there is an end that we need to reach. Like it's a journey. Like we are constantly expanding and growing. And like you said, like even though if we are like in this journey for a long time, we may experience those fears or patterns from time to time. It's just a time for us to move to the next level. So there will be some challenges and experiences. That's my perspective about that. Junie, yeah, go ahead. You want to say something?
Oh yes, I concur. I agree when you say when we're able to transform what's not serving us, our limitations, then we have more of who we really are available for us to live our life fully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And through this journey, like the more we go through this journey and embrace this new way of living, the more abilities are revealed to us, like our own gifts and abilities, we become much more clear about that. So I would love if you can talk about like embracing those gifts and what are they? Because we always talk about unique gifts. From your perspective, what are the gifts? Are they like how to say like a career that we do, or is it something that's maybe other people have it as well, but we express it in a different way, in a unique way. So I would love if you can talk about that.
So Mother's Ratchet, the 22 energy lines, maybe we're able to touch base with some of these today. And one of them is actually gifts and talents energy line. So it's actually our ability to connect and use your gifts and talents and skills to our highest potential, okay? Now, we all have gifts and talents, say. Sometimes I didn't think I had much gifts and talents, but sometimes the gifts come to us so naturally that we don't think that is a gift. So sometimes it is just a matter of seeing more clearly, wow, that is a gift. Okay. It comes to you naturally, but not other people. And so when we align more and have this space where we can actually connect and own our gifts, and then more can come through, okay? It's almost like when you become more the vibration, align your energies to that vibration, what you desire, more of those things can available to come through. That's when our spiritual gifts like clairs can open up, like ability to hear or see, even like light language, okay, be able to healing, these kind of things can come through. And we also have, we are multi-dimensional beings, so we also have gifts that come from other lines, timelines, that we can also bring forth into this life to help us grow and learn and to be of service at the greatest impact. Now, how we can bring it in more and more is our ability to really be come into alignment of that, what that is. And even, when the gifts come through, there's a part of us that really feel, I don't know about that. Let me speak from my experience. So for the longest time, I was searching for purpose, and I can't wait for my gifts and talents to open up. Like yesterday, it'd be nice, right? And I went down this journey for about 10 years or so. And then finally, one day, it kind of came through, and the light language gift came through, and it started out intoning, and then had the courage to even tone in front of people in public. And then the light language came through. But then I felt like, well, I don't know. People would think I'm already crazy, probably, and doing this healing work this deep way, and they probably think I'm crazier. So I'm not going to share this gift, but I'm not going to go public on Facebook public pages. Yeah. I'm going to hide in with my clients one-on-one or even just a close group. So anyhow, so there's some fear, some resistance that comes up, and for me to even bring forth that gift and to get to the point where it was so uncomfortable that I got to share this gift. I cannot hide it anymore. And I think many of us get to that point where we ask for the gift, and when it comes, we get scared. We feel like, I don't know, this is what I'm asking for. And then it's what we need to embrace it, move that through so that we can be of service to who and what we're here to do. I mean, I only can imagine now using this gift for several years, how much I am holding back or not, what's that word? Holding back if I didn't, go full out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's, it takes courage, and also it needs an amount of vulnerability to be able to express ourselves and our gifts, especially because it's when we start opening up to our gifts like and abilities, because like this state of being and way of creating is new for us and people around us. So we have like initially this fear of how we will be received, if this will be accepted by others, if others will follow this. But yeah, it's like the more we express ourselves, the more like the universe aligns us with people that resonates with what we are sharing, and we can co-create with them in really profound way.
Yes, definitely.
Jenny, also you are talking about soul destiny and divine destiny. So I'd love if you can maybe share with us about it from your perspective, because we talk a lot about that, but there is, two perspectives, is that we are in control in everything, in each moment that we create from the now moment, and at the same time, we hear destiny, it's like there's script that is already decided, and like maybe we just need to to align with it and follow it. So I would love if you can share your perspective about that with us.
Yeah, thank you. And maybe, Monsef, I'll share from this perspective, and that way we'll get the audience to just kind of tap more into the purpose and passion. So I know you probably have a lot of guests, and we've been hearing a lot about purpose and what purpose is and show mission and true purpose. And but I want to give a different perspective, and perhaps this kind of maybe those of us who are kind of confused about what a purpose is can get a little bit more clarity in this regard. So purpose is something that's already within us, and it's we came here and we chose it, and it was here before we were born, and it's just a matter of uncovering it, okay? It's already within us, and we need to uncover it, and the uncovering process is that journey where we heal the wounding within us, the limitations, the blocks that we picked up from growing up in our childhood or our life, and even many past lives. So, but I want to kind of, let me share this way. So one of the energy line is purpose energy line, okay? And we need to have at least minimum of 90%, or 90%. And this is your ability to align and tap into your unique soul purpose blueprint and be able to live your true purpose with optimal impact, okay? So there is actually an energy, unique energy line that each and every one of us have that we just need to tap into that more and more so that we can, this information can be shown to us. So it's kind of like the radio station, the frequency, you know, that's already playing your favorite music, your song, your purpose, for example. But then the further you away from it, it's really hard to hear it. It's kind of staticky, something you don't hear at all. And the closer you move to it, you can hear it here and there. But when you really get aligned to it, really close to it, you can hear it clearly. So that kind of thing, we already have it. It's just that some of us, many of us, actually, we just got covered up, and then it's hard for us to even hear and align to that frequency, okay, our energy line, a purpose. And I want to kind of share the piece about the two. This information came to me, and it just makes so much sense for me. Maybe it will help your audience too when we're trying to figure out, you know, the purpose. And so there's a universal purpose, okay, that's two version of purpose. One is universal, two parts, and one is personal. Okay, so universal purpose is like, awaken to who we really are. Okay, be the light in the world. Raise our vibration to assist humanity, for example, or be unconditional love, or love that, you know, who we are. Okay, so that's universal purpose, and this is, we're all doing this in some level as human beings or beings here on earth here now. So that part is all, I feel, is always taken care of. But it's also important to have this peace, because this, the universal purpose, is a being that almost a yin yang, that being, V-E-I-N-G, the beingness of us. Okay, the other piece is the personal purpose, where this is where that yearning within us to feel like there's something more we're supposed to be doing, okay? And this is where we can actually use our gifts, our skills, our talents, our intuition, all this ability, our passions, that to kind of incorporate into this unique way of showing up in the world. This is a part of us that's doing, D-O-I-N-G, okay? So, but, and this is where most of us need to uncover what is that we're here to do, because we all came here with something that we really love to do, and we come here that makes our heart sing. It's a matter of uncovering that. What is our true passion? What's going to make us, our heart sing, light us up, so we can do more of that and feel that we are, you know, making a difference in the world. And the first person we need to make the difference in is in our own life, and in our family, and in the community, and in the world at large, okay? So I hope that makes sense. But it needs to combine both, because if you do, you know, I have clients that, you know, that are having great jobs and they're doing the work that I mean, myself, before I felt unfulfilled, but then we felt it's something missing, okay? So that piece kind of combine it two together, the doing and the being, so that we can have both. Sorry about that. So we can have both, okay? So I hope that clarify a little bit. So it's actually when we talk about soul destiny, it's not something that you know that we cannot still not create. It's actually aligning to what is that we really want and desire, and so that we can have that and actually bring that forth into our life. So it's in the way of aligning to what is that already here, that trying to emerge, that trying to come out of us. Not something out there that we need to seek. So that's part of the equations that most people, even in the past, you know, think that that purpose is something outside of us. No, it's actually within us. And it's even, there's no one that can tell us in that way. It's something that for us to find out and discover ourselves, but with help. You know, most of us need help to get that step right. So I hope that makes sense in a way. It's like birthing, you know, we can guide, and just like a midwife, you know, coming from that perspective, we can guide and help you move along with more ease and grace and help you birth a healthy baby and with a healthy pregnancy, okay, and labor. But we cannot do that for you. You have to be the one that does it, that birth your own baby. So that journey of, and not someone outside of you telling you what it is that you're supposed to be doing, but it's actually guiding you along, and then you take that and, okay, yeah, this is what makes my heart light up, and this is what this is what I love doing and enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you so much, Jenny. And when you were talking about universal purpose and personal purpose, like it reminded me of. Because there is this, there is this drive to serve others, but many times we forget to honor ourselves and be present for ourselves. So it's like you said, it's very important to have both like the universal and personal purpose. Because like when we honor ourselves and we give more importance to loving ourselves and to be present to ourselves, it really helps us in the way we engage with the world, with other people, and in the things that we create. And when we do that, like we become able to create like from a place with we experience life from a new and higher quality state of being, if I may use these words. It really makes a huge difference. So yeah, thank you so much, Jenny. And so in a little bit we will take questions. So everyone, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing *2 to talk to Jenny. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. Jenny, before we receive the questions, I would love if we can talk about the program that we are offering to our audience, which is Divine Destiny, Living your Passion, Purpose, and Prosper, Doing What You Love. And it's really, really powerful program that has several items from where you use your healing signature and light language that we can experience later toward the end of the call, and also has a one-on-one session with you. So I would love if you can share with us about those. And so for everyone to follow with us, you can go to the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Jenny, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Jenny, can you please talk about that?
Yes, thank you. I'll be happy to, myself. And as everyone tuning in and also following along in the webpage, I just want to ask you first, before I share the information, that, you know, do you want to wake up feeling excited and alive and fulfilled? And know that you're here to make a difference in the world with the work that you do while prospering. And do you yearn to live your soul destiny, the life that you're destined for? And do you desire to tap into your treasure chest of gifts and talents? And if you ask any of these questions above a yes, then I feel that this is the right package for you, okay? And this is what I designed this package to help you uncover that more, so that you can start showing up who you really are, start using your gifts and talents, and get clarity in your purpose, to live that life you're meant for, okay? So I have a combination of MP3s and group calls and one-on-one sessions. So I'm just, as we follow along, item number one is a purpose clarity MP3. So these are MP3s that's energy infused, and it comes with two versions. One is music, just a very relaxing music, and one is soundless without any music. And it also comes with a PDF usage instruction too if needed. And most of these are about 10 minutes. So this MP3, it can help you get clearer on your soul purpose and mission. And it kind of works to heal, clear out the blocks of the doubts we have towards uncovering what it is that we're here to do and align you more to your higher self and guidance, okay? And some of the folks that listen to the MP3 reported, you know, they get clear. This one person was a writer, an actor, and a teacher, was giving names to two books that she was supposed to write in a screenplay, for example. And so the next item is destiny retrieval MP3. And this MP3 helps you align and reclaim your destiny, kind of strengthen your purpose energy lines and help you bring forth those soul fragments, those aspects of you through times and dimensions that have been wounded and out of alignment, so it can come to alignment where the divine want to guide you now so that you can move towards the path that you meant to live and do. So some of the folks here that it's so many, but I'm just going to read one of them per MP3 maybe, is Arden, and she says, my gift of inner knowing visions are developing, okay? So the next item is item number three, and this is living your soul's purpose. And this MP3 helps to support you to align to your soul purpose and support you into fulfilling that more and more and align you to the knowledge of deep connection, support, and courage for you to be able to bring forth dual purpose to the world, okay? And also by working through the energetic blocks that we have so that we can move towards that, okay? And, And item number four is a divine treasure chest MP4. It's actually a video, and this video actually is about 9 minutes. It helps you connect more to your unique gifts and tap into your divine treasure chest that's already within you, and bringing forth those so innate wisdoms and perfect activations and downloads to further help you hone in and express your unique gifts and talents, okay, or even develop new ones. And this MP4 is actually made of hologram, so it's actually infused in healing energy to help you connect more of that aspect of you that the gifts, you already have and fine-tune that so you can, again, bring that forward to the world. So item number five is actually a pre-recorded death retrieval healing journey. And actually in this journey, I'll take you through three record calls. And it helps you to align to your purpose energy line, to your passion and prosperity energy line, to help you clarify your purpose and uncover more your unique gifts. There are lots of light and endless clearing and healing activations, quite a bit to help you move through this more and more. And there's also a guided meditation to help you healing, also to help you connect your pre-birth planning session and to meet your counts of elders. So for you more and more to get healing messages and insights and guidance for you to, live your life. And the first group call is on gifts and purpose clarity, and you can learn more what that's included there, and also the destiny retrieval. And the third group call is called Living Your Soul Purpose. And, one of the folks that participate in this said she received messages from my pre-birth meeting with my council of elders, and I remembered my origins. And you know, it's a very special call that should be made available for a wider audience, and it's from Ashley. So, and again, I'm really excited of those the healing journey with the group calls, because it really takes you deeper and have a deeper understanding, not only understanding, but knowing embodiment of this energy, so you can move towards, you know, uncover what more of who you really are. And item number six is a pre-recorded divine death and healing call. And in addition to this, is a call that really connects you more and more and give you that really, that strong foundations, and open up to your receiving channels and moving through your blocks and fears and resistance for you to have more of that clarity. Okay. Item number seven is a 90 days abundance bubble. And most folks love this energetic support, and basically is abundance bubble, energetic support for abundance. And it is a safe, protective, and supportive environment, similar to the analogy about your garden, providing the energetic nutrients and to help you grow. And this list, you can include yourself, and you can also include your immediate family members and your business, your pets, et cetera, okay? There's no detoxing or processing symptoms, and it's safe for everyone to use, and actually it's 90 days from the date of your purchase. So that's something that, you know, you can get additional support to help us align to more what is that we desire, okay? So that's for Package A. And for Package A, you know, bringing this forth to what Divine Uniqueness Tribe, and that's for $99. And that's a steal, to be honest with you. And that's a steal. Mm-hmm. So if this is something that resonates with, you know, any one of you, I mean, you owe it to yourself to give you this gift so you can, you know, bring that forth. The work that you're here to do, or what is that you're here to do. And Package B is a, everything includes in Package A plus a 30-minute one-on-one session with me. And again, as a transformation healer and intuitive coach, I mean, my gift is to help you quickly unlock your potential and move through those blocks and gunk energy that in the way of you, you know, living your highest potential, okay, and bringing forth your passion, your purpose, and gifts to the world. And first of all, help us yourself. And it will be, the session will be recorded. And we will also help you align to your energy line and your prosperity energy line, and give you the feedback so that where it is before, where it's after. And many clients of my experience, you know, purpose, life, career, and business clarity, more income, you know, more clients, a better pay for great impact, maybe to release those limited blocks and patterns, and, you know, stress, pain, anxiety relief, and strengthen intuition, improvements in relationships, et cetera. So it's one of those things, like, you cannot live your life fully if you have things in a way that is not supporting you. Perhaps, you know, struggling with health challenges, or in relationships that's not very supportive of you, et cetera. Okay. So that's why I love doing this work, because you really transform at a holistic, deep level, and so that we can more and more do the work we're here to do, and the world really need our help. I mean, our help and our gifts right now. I mean, literally. Thank mm-hmm. you, Mansa.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jenny. And yeah, I totally agree with you. Like, every one of us is really needed in this time, because, like, we see more and more people, like, awakening to their true selves and feeling this calling that there is more, there is other ways of living, other ways of creating. And we can shift to that state of being and that way of living, but by honoring ourselves and by committing to embracing more and more of our authentic and true self. So yeah, thank you so much for contributing to that and helping our audience by gifting us this really profound packages. Yeah, very excited and honored that I'm able to share your work with our audience. So thank you for that. And I have questions about the MP3s and also the group processes. Like, how can our audience use this? Is it something that they add to their daily practice? Do they need to follow the same order that we have in the page, or is it like they just follow their guidance in each moment and use what they feel that will work for them at that moment?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I believe on the bottom of the special offer, we also have a frequent ask questions section. You can browse through that. But yeah, it's, you know, these are just some suggestions of order to use, okay? But you follow your guidance, you know, what feels good for you. And most folks just like, you know, I recommend using all of them at least a couple of times. But after that, then you can pick whichever one you resonate with, because all of them have different energies to help clear certain things. And then after that, you can, you know, today I feel guided to listen to this MP3, for example, okay? And the group call is loaded with transmissions. Imagine having at least 90 minutes with me, and we're doing, you know, a lot of clearing, healing activations and guided meditations and sharing, and it's quite transformative. So I recommend, you know, listen to these MP3s and also the group calls so they can get the foundations and build upon that more and more.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you again, Jenny. Yeah, so grateful to you for being available through the one-on-one session and also offering your really, really powerful work through the Package A. So thank you so much for that, for this opportunity to work with you. And again, yeah, everyone, really encourage you to take advantage of one of the packages that Jenny put together for us. And again, I invite you to visit the page of the offer, read it and feel the energy. And really, I highly recommend Jenny's work. And the link, again, is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Jenny. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Beautiful. Thank you again, Jenny. And
thank you.
Yeah. Can we start with the group process before the questions? I feel our audience is quiet today, so maybe we give them more time to send the questions.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Mhm. Yeah. So, yes, in a little bit, you know, if anyone would like to, for me to support you in getting clear on your purpose and aligning you to your passion, purpose, even energy lines, so that you can more and more work through, you know, what you're going through, and can share the information with you and give you the healing activations. But yeah, we can do that group process. And you know, this group process is to help you align to your purpose energy line, okay? And just like I shared earlier, it's always here, is just we moving towards that and aligning to what is that trying to emerge through us, and it's working transforming those blocks and limitations and energy that's in the way. So as you listen, as you're tuning in, pretty be open and to allow whatever energies to come up to move through, move out, so that you can uncover more of who you are, because these images of who you are is always here, just the air and the atmosphere, but we, how you said this, got gone covering it up so that it's hard for us to recognize and to know and to trust and to feel, okay? So I recommend that everyone be open, and also, you know, one of this acronym I forgot to mention earlier, but it's important for you to receive the best benefits of any healing, especially the transmissions coming through, is healing equals feeling plus mindfulness. So when we can be mindful and we can feel whatever's coming up in our body, whatever energy is coming up in our body, our emotions, then we can actually let these energies go and we can heal from them, okay? So the light language will come through. So light language, like I mentioned, is one of the gifts that came to me several years ago that really helped connect you to your inner guidance, your higher self, and clear out the gunk that's within you more and more to uncover who you really are. So again, the intention is just to help you align more to your purpose energy line so that you can bring your gifts bring your purpose, bring your passions out to the world more and more. Okay, but everything is at the level that you're able to let go and receive. Just like you come into the vessel, what is that you, the vessel that's here, you know, to receive. Okay, just like the garden hose. You know, if it's kinked, it cannot receive as much energy of water. Okay. So as I take you through this process, this is a quick disclaimer. I won't recommend if you're driving a car or operating some heavy machinery to not listen to this part, maybe come back to the replay, because it does take people deeply and in a deep altered trance state at times. So you want to be alert when, just in case that happens, okay? So just allow yourself to receive, and again, being present, whatever coming through for you. So in this moment, whatever needs to come up that's in the way of you aligning what your purpose will come up in the forms of what you feel in the body, perhaps, and what emotions are coming up. Or you may feel you're in this deep place of peace and love and support, okay? So here it goes. Very good, and if I give everyone a moment to kind of come back, okay, that takes you out really deeply. And more, just know the peace and calm and love and support that you may be able to feel now. This is who we are. This is our divine essence, which is we got a lot of junk covering it up. And that's the healing process is to help to transform these layers of junk that we believe is true, but it's not who we really are, to kind of shed these layers so that we can be more and align to more who we really are. And as myself is coming back to, I just want to share, sometimes when I work with clients, it's like they get in this place, feels so amazing that we don't want to leave this place. And this is, again, this is our true nature. And I also want to share that the life language changes, and this is intentions for everyone who listens to this live on replay, but also when we work at one-on-one or different settings, the life language, the vibration, the frequency, the dialect, and then can change too for whatever comes forth to support, you know, support that person. So especially one-on-one sessions, the light language will be custom tailored to what is that you need to hear to help you shake loose the discordant, the incongruent energy that stagnates and actually in the way of us, you know, living our best life, living our life on purpose, using our passion and gifts, and to break free from these limitations that, you know, holding us back from doing that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jenny. It felt like when you were sharing your light language, like it was bringing me to this present moment and releasing those other things that my mind tried to get into. It was like, like focusing my energy within myself and within this present moment. So, that was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jenny. And everyone, we would love to hear your feedback. Please share with us what did you experience. And I will share it with Jenny. So, so everyone, we will take questions now. If you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to talk to Jenny and ask your question. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. Number and then if I
hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
What is your name?
Hi. This is Ginger. I'm sorry. We're cutting out a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now, Ginger. Yeah, for a moment we were cutting out. So right now we're good.
Okay.
Looks like.
I wanted to say thank you very much for the light language. It felt very uplifting, very nice. And I was wondering if you would, I always felt unsupported in life and, you know, financially always have to struggle and never have enough. I was just wondering if you would be able to take a look at that.
Yeah, so let's be, and how I have these things work is, as you're being with me, whatever gunk, whatever stuff is in the way of you, keep bringing out that pattern and that energy in your life, will come up more to the surface. So as you're being, as I guide you through this process, to be more grounded in the heart space and being present, and then allowing yourself to feel whatever comes up in the form of your body sensations, your emotions, even discomfort or pain. Because these pains are actually the gunk that's within us. Again, pain is where we need to pay attention inward now, okay? So as you're being with me, I'm curious, let's get you more grounded in the heart space, okay? So just allow yourself to drop into the heart space, okay? I'll guide you through the energies of the flow is already here. It's just sometimes we just need to slip into the river, okay? The river's flow is already here. We just glide into it, okay? Very good. Keep focus your breath. Okay, and again, the breath, I know you're here because you're breathing, you're with me, but sometimes when we focus on our breath, it really brings our mind back to the present moment, okay, and it helps us align to the heart space. Very good. So now you're present fully in the heart space, in the body, okay? So in this moment, I'll ask your high guidance, the divine self that knows everything about Ginger, what she's been through and what she need to let go of. And especially, everything is divine guided, but let's focus more on feeling unsupported, feeling not supported, okay? Have to work really hard for things, for money especially. So what's coming up for you that you feel right now in the body? What thoughts come to mind? What emotions perhaps that you may be experiencing, if any?
Well, on the left side, right below my heart, I could feel like a little cramp, kind of. So that was in the body.
Mhm. So there's a little bit of pain right there on that side of the body.
Mhm.
Very good. Very good. Anything else that you noticed?
That was it.
Okay, very good. So allow that sensation to be there. Okay, there may be many more layers. No worries. There's many more layers, unfortunately. Unfortunately, I had to look at it, but this is what's coming up right now for you. And if you have to give it a level 1 to 10, how bad is that sensation or cramp in your body?
Did you say if I could rate it? Is that what you said?
Yes, 1 to 10.
I would say a 4.
Okay, good, good. So as I take you through the round of light now, just really allow that pain to be there, okay? Again, these are pain, the reason's here because there's a lot of gunk that we covered up, all these things that we have been through, especially the feelings not being supported, that's very painful. I've been there, okay? And all the places in our life that we feel not supported, especially financially, okay? So as you've been with me, just bring your awareness to that, what's coming up for you, and allow whatever emotions, if it's any sadness, whatever that is, just to come up to the surface so it can be transformed. Because this sadness of feeling unsupported or even frustration is being within us for a long time, okay? So I'll come back and check on you in a little bit, okay? And just continue to focus your breath, Ginger. You got kind of went out a little bit outside your body for a little small for a moment, okay? Not fully present in the body, so just focus your breath, okay? I'll guide you back. That's it, very good. Very good, Ginger. Just curious, just check back in with you how you're feeling right now, and also that pain that you had earlier. How you're feeling?
Yeah, it really kind of felt like a lot of sadness and heartache, a lot of grief that kind of came. And as you were doing the light language, it was breaking it up.
Yeah. And isn't that beautiful that you have that awareness? It didn't come through until we do the actual light language, but you can see all these places where you're being hurt and there's lots of sadness and grief. Even just places where you've been unsupported in your life and how painful that is, okay? And we stuff this energy unconsciously, not knowing it, in different parts of our body. And in that moment, that's where that pain came up in your back, okay? So I'm just curious how you feel right now. Is there a sense of calm or peace or lightness or relaxation, even anything else moving within you?
I would say that it's... It went down to like a 2, you know, with the light language, and I do feel just a lot more peaceful, you know, connecting with both of you.
Yeah, beautiful. And just a feedback for you, too. And again, like I didn't get a chance to go over much for the time's sake, but there is a support energy line, okay? So this is your ability to allow in help and support everywhere, again, everywhere and in everything. So your the minimum it needs to be is like when this information comes to me from source is like 90%, greater than equal 90% is the minimum. And of course, it is low. Before the call today, it was about 75%, and then after this mini healing, it did move to 80%, but even with that, it's still below par, okay? And your ability to stabilize it at even 80% is only 40% of the time. So this is where I was talking about where we do need support and help to help us transform those places in us, the wounding, the traumas, and the hurts that we have been through that keep perpetuating out this energy through the cycle where we keep doing this to ourselves and others doing this to us. Okay, even, yeah, so hence we feel not supported financially. And when we can transform this, more and more you will feel supported and more you will be able to be supported financially. Okay. Does that make sense to you, Ginger?
Yes, it sounds like an awesome program. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Ginger. And if it resonates with you, I would love to support you further to help you transform some of these energies to help you be able to receive more finances and be able to receive support, because it's not fun doing this by ourselves. You know, we need support in everything. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Beautiful.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ginger. Much love to you. And thank you so much, Jenny. That was so beautiful. I lost my internet connection for a while, but when I get back, like, the energy was felt so, so beautiful. So thank you so much for the space that you held for Ginger and the light language. Let's take a question from the webcast. We have a feedback from Betsy from South Lake Tahoe. Thank you, Jenny, for the very nice light language activation. I felt like floating. It's really beautiful. And thank you, Betsy. And we have a question from Rock, R-O-K. How does Gang show up as when it comes up due to our energies?
Okay. So hopefully I understand. It's a fog question. Is how the gunk shows up in energy, and what energy? Yeah.
If the source comes from our own energy.
Oh, okay. If the source comes from our own energy, thanks for that clarification. So, this is how I look at it. Ultimately, it comes from our own energy. Okay, the gunk, because even it came from ancestrals or we inherit it, but it's within us now, okay? But from what we have been through growing up in our family, what we have picked up, what we've learned and inherited, but it's within our own energy. So this is a very good question, because when we can see that it's within us, then we can do something about that, and we can transform that and heal that. And when we don't think it's in us, then we can't really work at it in a way. It's almost like we're like a little puppy or dog chasing our tail, wondering why we can't get better, okay? And I've seen many clients, you know, go down this path where everything is outside of them and you can't really live your life fully, live the life that you're destined for if you don't own this. It's actually yours, okay? And the reason I said this, I know it's hard to swallow. This is a big horse pill, but thank you for asking this question. So the source is actually within us. And again, it's from all these places we've been hurt, out of coping, defense, survival, compensation, whatever mechanism we have been through. So these emotions and experiences are deeply ingrained and suppressed in us that sometimes it's too painful that out of, you know, coping or survival, we even blocked it off from even experiencing it. You know, it's too much for us. And it's not until we actually feel safe and we allow things to move through and actually have someone perhaps to help you move through, we're able to have this awareness. Oh my gosh, I didn't know that I have that experience. I didn't know that, you know, something happened to me when I was 4 or 5 years old, how much that it has impacted me. In that moment when you were little, whatever happens, we feel that it's the end of the world, okay? Even though it's not, looking back as an adult, that's nothing. But as a little girl or boy, that was the end of the world. And it impacted us so heavily. And we carry on, unfortunately, the same energies as if we were wounded still at 4 or 5 years old, even though we may be 40, 50, 60, 70 years old right now. Whatever age we are, we feel that we're still wounded. And until we can transform this energy to the source of it, then we can free ourselves from that and not holding on to this energy anymore. And that's when I was working with Ginger, you know, whatever comes up, your high guidance will show to you, okay? It will come up in this, you know, she experiences grief and sadness, I believe, and some other emotions, you see, and the body discomfort that's been there perhaps we weren't even aware of. I hope that makes sense, Fork, and to help everyone kind of understand a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jenny, for the guidance. And also thank you, Rock, for your great question. And we have another question from Pamela from Sunset Beach. She's asking, because she feels so out of alignment with her passion and what brings her joy. And she wants more clarity about that. She doesn't know, like, the cause of that and how to go through this.
I know, Pamela. I can feel your frustration, even pain at times, you know, not knowing your passion and what the heck you're here to do and what really makes your heart sing or light up. And And let me just tune into your passion energy line. Again, that's, we didn't get a chance to share this, but it's your ability to be passionate and express yourself through your passions and, and doing what you're passionate about. Okay, for you right now, you're kind of a little bit lost. But this passion energy line needs to be minimum of 90%. So minimum 90%. Let's just see where you are right now, okay? So right now you are 60%, 60. Okay, so you see how far that off. Unfortunately, from you meeting the minimum of it, okay, you can see how you feel kind of at loss and not knowing what that is. So the good news is that you can align more to your passion energy, okay, and then get clear on what it is that you love to do and what it is that you want to do. But it is, unfortunately, how you look at this, Pamela, I would love to support you further in this program if it's something that resonates with you, because you really need to align to your passion, first of all. In order for us to align to your passion, whatever this is, we need to transform the gunk or the limiting beliefs, the wounding, the patterns, the blocks, the fears that's in the way of us even wanting to connect with that. There's intuitive knowing within you. It's like, I need to connect to my passion, but there's sometimes there's a limiting part of us. It's the small part of us. It's like, you know, that's, I don't know what that is. Maybe it's not going to work for me. Maybe it's not meant for me. This small talk that we tell ourselves, and sometimes we talk ourselves out of it, okay? But here to share with you that this is something you need to move to it, move through it, and I would love to support you in this program if it's something that resonates with you, okay? And if it's okay, Monsef, I just want to share. I just want to share with, sharing from one of my clients. You know, she's working in social media, like as a digital social media manager, for example. And recently I had a 3-day Passion Purpose Prosperity live event in North Carolina that I gave people full scholarship ticket to attend. And she came to this retreat, and feeling kind of lost, just like, you know, Pamela. And that's why I kind of brought this to share. And she felt like, well, maybe it's not meant for her to do this work anymore, okay? Maybe she kind of liked it at one point, but not knowing if that's something she wanted to continue on doing. And she's kind of feel a little bit lost at it and wasn't even claiming that she was doing this kind of work when people ask her, what do you do now, okay? So after, you know, working with her, she was able to reignite her passion, reignite her passion, and actually claim and know what is her true purpose, okay? Here, connecting people is one of her gifts, connecting people. So using social media and digital marketing to help heart-centered entrepreneurs and to bring their gifts and message out to the world. And she got so passionate about that, and during this event, she was able to get others saying, hey, can you help me with my work? Can you help me with my social media management, get my words out? So you can see when we reignite what is that we're here to do and claim that and own that and express that, we become prosperous. That's why I said we're doing what we love, okay? So I hope that helps you, Pamela, to bring up some to see what's possible for you, okay? And as we're speaking of this, okay, the energy is also working with you. That's one of the gifts is that as I'm reading or being with you, also through the web or through the question and answer, I sense that the high guidance is also working with you, okay? So I don't know what you can sense or feel, okay? But definitely from where it's been so low, not just one level that we're low in. Many times we're low in many other levels, like not just passion, but purpose, prosperity, intuition, and our worth, and our ability to receive support, and et cetera. So I hope that you're able to get this package and, you know, reignite your passion and really love what you're here to do and what makes your heart sing, because it's time.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was so beautiful. Again, thank you so much, Jenny, for the space that you hold to our audience and the guidance that you bring. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pamela, for your question. We have Innocent from Nairobi, Kenya. Hi, I found my purpose and teachers, but I am a little stuck financially. Could you read my energy and tell me where the problem is? Thank you.
Okay. So in a sense that he found his purpose, but he just feels stuck financially. Yeah. So
yes.
As I'm doing
I think
with
maybe
you,
it's a she.
Oh, it's a she? Okay. Well,
yeah,
as I've been with Innocence, just know what's coming up for you, around this, okay, and I'll give you some feedback regarding your prosperity energy line, okay? So like I said before, when we know our purpose, but we may have other things in the way, other limitation beliefs that we're not good enough, we're not deserving, money is not for us, things like that, and we're pushing away what is that we're really here to do. And hence, you know, we can't really fully live our purpose if we, you know, not financially stable. I mean, financially in a way that we can take care of, you know, paying our bills, that kind of thing, okay? Even more than that, you know, be able to prosper, okay? So just tuning into Innocence energy line for prosperity. So it's at 50%, okay, before 6% right now, okay? So, again, the minimum it needs to be, most of these lines are at 90%, so yours is at 60%, hence it's pretty, that's pretty low, okay? So that's quite a huge gap on where you are and where you want to be. And when we can meet the minimum of these energy lines, that's when we start seeing that we're living our life on purpose and we actually, you know, seeing the benefits or as a result of that, you know, being fulfilled, being happy, you know, have less health challenges, connecting our gifts and that kind of thing, okay? And I'm just curious, because you said you feel like you know your purpose, but I'm just curious to check in your purpose energy line, since it's kind of low still, okay? Yeah, so around 75%, okay? So again, the minimum needs to be is at 90%. So even though you kind of know a little bit of your purpose, I feel there's still a lot of fine-tuning and a lot of sharpening, okay, to do. And with your levels being this low, definitely the other level is going to be low too. More likely, other levels are also low. So honestly, Innocent, I know you, money right now is hard for you, but if this is something that resonates with you and it's something that you can, you know, set an intention for and come to alignment of it, hopefully you're able to get this package and help you align more of this energy to, you know, connect you more with prosperity and purpose so they can actually feel what you're here to do. And I know it may be harder in, you know, coming from where you live in your country, but I do know that no matter where we live and where we came from, even a poor family, is our energies that are vibrating, okay? That is actually the law of resonance is bringing forth the experiences in our life, and that's why it's hard for us to transform these places. I've been there myself, and I, you know, I had to have bankruptcy, you know, working as a midwife, I made quite good money, you know, like 2 or 3 or 4 times more money both my parents made working 2 jobs. And here I am struggling financially, okay, because I had a lot of wounding, money issues, and beliefs around worth, okay? So I'm sharing this with you and the audience so that knowing that we can transform this and knowing that we can be processed, doing more what we love, and hopefully that can help you. You can listen back to the replay and see how much more can receive from it. But with these energies this low, definitely you're going to need more support, my dear.
Mm-hmm. That was wonderful. Very grateful to you, Jeannie. Thank you so much. And thank you so much, Innocent, for your question. So let's take one more. We have Dominique from Florida. So she said, I have been so worried and afraid about running out of money, but I have a good financial situation. Can you please tell me if this is coming from other lifetime, please? Thank you so much. Much love and light.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful, Dominique. Yeah, and as I'm being with you, Dominique, just feel in how you feel in the body. I feel some sadness as you're taking your question right now. So there may be some sadness that you may feel. Whatever emotion that come up, just allow that to move to the surface. And this is the gunk energy that's loosened up that's been suppressed within you for a long time, okay? And And more just being with the worry, not having enough, I think you said, and even though you have enough or you have money, but you kind of worry about, you know, fear around not having enough money or, you know, things like that. What else comes up? What other emotions coming up in addition to whatever you're experiencing? Just these emotions like fear or sadness or feel scared or anxious, for example, perhaps even some body sensation you may be feeling. And I think you are grounded in the heart space, fully present in the body. So here you can connect more to the inner guidance that's coming through, okay? And from this place, you can allow yourself to release this energy so that's not serving you, perhaps the fear or the sadness around it, okay? And whatever we struggle more and more, it's a combination, usually it's a combination of this lifetime and past life, okay? And sometimes we don't recognize why we become fearful around money, but the emotions of it will kind of give us a sense where these things come from. So it's not just experiencing about money so much, I mean, that's part of it, but also the fear, the energies of sadness, the energy of fear, the energy of anxiety. Okay, perhaps when you were a little girl, perhaps something happened to you, things that caused you to feel this way, and it happened to be the money situation that kind of brings it out more, okay? And also perhaps more likely other lifetimes too. Many of my clients have no clue that they have anything related to past lives, and they don't even believe in it because of their religious background, but then they can't, you know, ignore it because of experiences, okay? So just as the energies are flowing through, Dominique, just notice how you feel right now and see if there's a sense of more peace, more calm, more lightness that's moving in, okay? And what we'd like to do among self is maybe I can run another group light language to help Dominique and the participants that just ask the questions, to really feel into what's coming up for them, and more sense that calm and peace, to can align more to what it is that we're here to do. And yes, we do have past experiences, even wounding hurts, that keep playing out these patterns and these experiences, even though it's not true anymore, unfortunately, because the energies of in us as unconscious or subconscious, it's like believe it's true because it's still stuck and wounded there, and hence we have these patterns that keep playing out. And again, more and more we'd love to support each and every one of you who resonate with this work so you can move through this energy, not worrying about money, not able to live your passion, not be able to have money and feel you're supported or feel like you're worthy, okay? So everyone just tune in to what's coming up for you, okay? And again, whatever that is, remember feeling plus mindfulness equals healing. So allow it to move to the surface, and more you're able to feel that calm and peace and support. Very good, and hopefully you are able to feel that sense of calm and peace and let go more of the energies that are serving you. And like I said, this is at the level that we're able to let go and receive, and most of us are not able to stabilize at the level that it's hard to stabilize, because in order for us to stabilize this energy, we have to let go of those places in us that feel, you know, that we were not good enough, we were not worthy, we were not supported, feel like we worry about money, for example, okay? And for Dominique, of all the energy lines, what came up to share with you, I don't know if this makes sense to you or not, but it's coming up strongly to share with you about the forgiveness energy line. I know today we talked about purpose and passion, things like that, but this is, you can't really ignore forgiveness. And somehow, there's, again, forgiveness is forgiving yourself and of others. So somehow there's something that has happened to you in the past and that it's hard for you to forgive. It's hard for you to move forward, and it brings up a lot of fear, perhaps anxiety, or perhaps sadness. Okay. I don't know if that makes sense or not. And your forgiveness energy line before the call today was around 80%, okay, and now it moved to 84%, okay. So that's still below par because forgiveness is one of the energy lines that needs to be 100%, so 100%. And because we cannot live our life fully unless we transform those places in us that's been wounded and hurt. Okay, because our biggest mess become our biggest message. And whatever we struggle the most and what we need to help most with is also what we're here to do and be, and that's part of our purpose. And I didn't get a chance to share that piece, but maybe Dominique's question helped brought it out in me. So again, our biggest mess, whatever you guys are struggling with, whether it's money, love, relationship, or intuition, basically with your purpose, is also your biggest message, okay? Imagine how many more people can use the same healing process that you have been through, that you have, you know, overcame more and more, and then to help them along the way. And I also want to share, too, it doesn't have to be something to do with something broad, I mean, like extravagant, okay? It could be just being, you know, the best mother that you can be, or the best parent, or the best grandmother or father, okay? So by showing up fully as who you are and feeling that you're here to make a difference and that you love what you do and you feel fulfilled and happy and, yeah, that you're here to do what you're here to do. I hope that makes sense to your audience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it does. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Jenny. Very grateful to you for the guidance that you gave to Dominique. Sorry for that. So also thank you so much, Dominique, for your question and being present for us. Like, as I said, like, really love, like, how you connect with the audience, like the space that creates, that's how to say, that creates more safety and for our audience, as you are talking about like personal issues that you are sharing. So thank you so much, Jenny. Also thank you so much for everything you shared today. That was so, so profound, very inspiring. Really love the discussion that we had in the beginning, reminding us of our true authentic self and like our ability to connect to our intuition, to our gifts, and that we are able to transcend the fears and old patterns that sometimes keep us unclear about what we are able to create and the state of being that we are able to be in. So thank you. Thank you so much, Jenny. Thank you for being available through the package, through the one-on-one session, and also offering the program in Package A, which is really, really profound, and so honored to be able to offer your work to our audience. So thank you so much, Jenny, for this opportunity, and yeah, again, so grateful to you.
Yeah, thank you so much, myself, and for that beautiful summary. And like, you know, before I leave, I just want to share with everyone that, you know, it's really time for us to bring our gifts, our passions, our purpose, and really prosper, you know, doing what we're here to do and what we love to do, and with greatest impact. So, and I, you know, if there's something that resonates with you, I would love to support you further to bring that out to the world. And much love to each and every one of you. And again, it's an honor, my honor and pleasure to be here with you and myself.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you again, Jenny. And yeah, everyone, thank you so much for being here, for your presence, for sharing with us this beautiful space and sharing with us your beautiful energy. So very grateful to each and every one of you. Thank you for your questions. And again, really encourage you to take advantage of one of the packages that Jenny put together for us. And you can find them on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Jenny, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Again, thank you so much, everyone, and I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.